A warning from Jace Medical. Even if the war stops, the real shortages won't. Because of how slow ships move for most of this war, the U.S. was still receiving oil that set sail months ago. But other parts of the world are already feeling it. Asia, Europe, Africa. That's why prices are rising now, because demand is increasing as supply tightens. But the U.S. is just beginning to experience the real shortage, and even if things stabilize, the ripple effects will last for much, much longer. Oil doesn't just power your car, it powers the systems that make and deliver your medications, and when supply slows, access becomes less predictable. The difference between panic and peace is preparedness with Jace. The Jace case is a doctor-prescribed emergency supply of essential medications and prescription antibiotics delivered right to your door so you're already ready when you need it. Get your Jace case today at jace.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A. And what a choice week it's been this week. Started off well, you know, sort of like Monday, Tuesday, flying straight out of traps. Tuesday had a particularly good day. I took £750. That's nice. I picked up at Dunstable at 6 o'clock in the morning. One IBC, had to go to Hull, 150 miles. Got £3 a mile, just over 150 miles. And then on the way back, I picked up in Doncaster, dropping in Wellingborough, three pallets of solar panels. And it was supposed to be dropped off the next morning, but I managed to get it off, 300. What a wonderful day that was. Yeah. Got in the lorry. Turned the key, stop, 12 miles an hour, limited, engine malfunction. Oh, what's going on here? Mark said it could be a sensor or something like that. He said disconnect the battery, leave it for 5 minutes, put it back on again. Tried that, no. So then we ended up calling recovery people out. Recovery on trucks is not cheap. Wellingborough to Dunstable was £765. So all of the money that I took that day, I got back. We put the computer in it on Wednesday night, which was the earliest I could get the computer onto it. Problem with the ECU valve. Okay, fine. Thursday couldn't do anything because I had my operator's seminar. If you are doing, if you're going for an operator's license, be aware that once you get the license, they will ask you to do like a webinar, seminar, Zoomy type thing, where a guy will come in and basically explains what is required of you, you know, how you maintain the trucks, how you manage your driver's hours. The guy said, he said, I'm not a driver's hours person, I'm a nuts and bolts person, but you will be required to do this. That's supposed to take an hour and a half, 2.5 hours. That took three. That kind of put the kibosh on Thursday. So I got the valve sorted Friday, got the valve on, drove down the road and pinged up two other lights. Engine malfunction and transmission failure. I'm like, what? But then, fortunately, they went off. So I'm hoping that's just to do with some kind of recalibration for where the new thing's been sorted. I've had Mark look at it over the weekend. It's Saturday today. And also top up the power steering fluid because the power steering's a little bit jerky. And hopefully she's good to go. So hopefully I'll get a proper week out of it this week. But oh, it's been a shocker. Every penny I've earned this week, I've done. I've done on sort of recovery and on valves and on maintenance bills. So I'm only telling you this because, you know, a lot of people go, oh, yeah, you go, you take this, you take that. Yeah, trucks are expensive. If it's got, as my mate Nick says, if it's got tyres and something else beginning with T, it'll cause you problems. Can't remember what the other thing is. Think it might be female related, but it's a vague and distant memory, to be honest with you. So yeah, so now it's been a bit of a choice week this week, but I'm hoping I'm loaded, I'm ready to go. I've got Sheffield at theoretically 10, but I know I can get it off at 8. I'm bidding on jobs on the way back. Just got to get back on. Just got to crack on. So that's me. That's me. Now let's talk about you. What do you think of me? No, wrong, nonsense. Right. So this week's intro, Steve Campbell, give us a link. He's now got his own. He's got his own channel out there. He's got his own thing going on there. I tried the link, Steve. It doesn't work. Either it doesn't work or I don't. There's a better than average chance it's me because I'm a bit rubbish at these things. But if you want to check out the nefarious Steve Campbell, if you type in trucking about with Steve, is that right? Can we see it on the camera? Trucking about with Steve. He's got his own channel out there. Check him out. He's a lovely fella. Give him a go. So, question of the week this week goes to John, who says, he said, thanks, Pete. What happens if you build a relationship with a customer on the CX and they ask you to start doing work for them that's not on the CX? Should you just say no, just push the work directly to me on the CX? It's a tricky one, that, John. Because technically, if you say yes, you're poaching. But it's also a tricky one when they kind of know. When you go in on a regular basis and it's a bit like, look, we know who you are. We know you're not doing the thing. I'll do you a video. Question of the week gets its own video. So that's coming to my channel near you, John, which is obviously mine because it's not going to anyone else's. It's going to be nonsense. So, but yeah, so we'll do you a video on that one. I'm sure write it in the book. The main video this week was, does the CX get the hump if you don't just work on the CX? I mean, the straight answer is no. The CX is actually designed as a tool to work alongside you. So you've got your regular work. And then rather than just doing all your regular work and then coming back empty, you do your regular work and then you do the CX work too. That's kind of the principle. But does it work that way? I don't know. So anyway, so Mark Smith says, he says, it may be a backload site for 7.5 tons, but for small van boys, it's bread and butter. Had leaflets printed 2 years ago, still sit in a box, never needed them. Mark, you're 100% right. Since I started, when I started in the Luton van about 5 years ago now, I was relying on the CX for all of my jobs. Even now, I rely on the CX for 90% of my jobs. I've got my own customers. I've got people that I know who are on the CX but have also got their own local firms that contact me directly. So maybe not 95%, maybe 60%. But I still tend to use the CX as a platform to see their jobs. And, I mean, as my own customer, they ring me when they need me. But the truth of the matter is when it came down to having our own customers when I had the firm back in the day, they were more problems than the CX customers. They kind of wanted to be specific. They wanted to book you 3 days in advance. Can you pick up from here? They wanted to pay less. So, no, I totally agree with you. I mean, an argument can be made, and it's been pushed a lot on the channel, which is really, if, for example, in a small van you're charging on the CX, let's say between 80 and a pound a mile. If you're quoting your own customers, you should be quoting them 150 a mile. Yeah, I'm in and I will do that and I'm regular and I'm reliable and you trust me and I'll be here on time. It's going to cost you 150 mile. Problem is you try getting it and they'll go, yeah. And then they'll ring someone else who are going to go, we can do it for 120, we can do it for 110. And then when you start to sort of even it out, you go, well, to be honest with you, you're more trouble than you're worth. So, but no, I know what you're saying about the bread and butter thing. I think there are people out there that, I mean, we did have back in the day, we had a good regular customer that was happy to pay good money for regular jobs, never qualmed because they were happy because they knew they could trust us and we knew what would go in. And they're the kind of people you want, but you've got to try and get them, you know, good luck with it. Like, you know, Wayne Winspear says 2,300 to join the CX. It doesn't look like they have much work for small vans. The thing about this one, Wayne, is it's not cheap. And yeah, maybe they are pushing the envelope. I've got to resubscribe for mine, like. But when you actually break it down, it's like £2,300 a year. What does that work out to, like, 200 quid a month, 50 quid a week, tenner a day? Tenner a day in my line of work, I'm going to get that one back standing on my head. If you're in a small van and you're getting jobs at 50 quid, 50 quid, 40 quid, tenner's a lot of money, isn't it? But you've got to do the maths. You do you. I never tell anybody what to do. I never try and push anybody on it. You sort of, you've got to drill down to it and you've got to work out if it makes sense for you. And if it does, it does. And if it doesn't, it doesn't. And if you try it and you think it will and it don't, then you leave and you go and do something else. You do you. I'm not here as an advertising tool. I'm not here to plug CX. I'm nothing to do with the CX. But it's, yeah, you're right. For that kind of dough, for the money I'm charging, it's worth it. But if you're going to be on sort of, I mean, don't get me wrong, if you can get, like, if it's a tenner a day, but you can get 4 jobs, you can get them done, and they're like 30 quid each, 120 quid, cost you a tenner. But then there's the other things, isn't there? There's the fuel, there's the AdBlue, there's the congestion charge, there's the insurance, there's the wear, tear, spares, brake pads, all that kind of stuff. And when you start drilling down at what you think, hold on a second, I'm not making any money here. You guys do you. That's what I'll say.
A warning from Jace Medical. Even if the war stops, the real shortages won't. Because of how slow ships move for most of this war, the U.S. was still receiving oil that set sail months ago. But other parts of the world are already feeling it. Asia, Europe, Africa. That's why prices are rising now, because demand is increasing as supply tightens. But the U.S. is just beginning to experience the real shortage, and even if things stabilize, the ripple effects will last for much, much longer. Oil doesn't just power your car, it powers the systems that make and deliver your medications, and when supply slows, access becomes less predictable. The difference between panic and peace is preparedness with Jace. The Jace case is a doctor-prescribed emergency supply of essential medications and prescription antibiotics delivered right to your door so you're already ready when you need it. Get your Jace case today at jace.com.
Oh, yeah, Nick the Urban Truck. That's gone in there accidentally. So, oh, yeah, basically, and Chris Bain says, he says, oh, no, actually, bizarrely, no, that's... Right, so that was that on that one. This now takes us to miscellaneous, which for some reason I've accidentally deleted. So, miscellaneous. My mate Nick says, we did a thing on talking to your truck. He says, hi, Pete, talking to your vehicle. He said, I think it's different for a lot of us who follow you. Most of us are owner drivers or at least drive the same vehicle every day. So you form a bond with that vehicle. And when you drive the same vehicle day in, day out, it becomes your friend in a weird way. A friend? Friend? Tiffany? The precocious princess that she is. I don't know if friend is quite the word I used to. If it's got tyres, I think she's got both. He says, you know, he says, have a good week and they're your best mate. Break down and then you're not. Well, you'd see above answer. As you are very well, as you know very well this week, mate. Yeah, well, we speak. Yes, I talk to mine all the time, but I've never given them names. I've just called them by the last three letters of their registration, apart from my pickup, which my kids named Pete. Great name. Clearly a great, great, obviously a wonderful vehicle. Incredibly reliable. Clearly upstanding. Moral, can cars be moral? Trucks be moral? I don't know. But brilliant name, Pete. Apparently it means rock. You know, sort of as in solid as, hard as, can be dependable as. I'm not sure I got the right one on that one, did I? But anyhow, but yeah, no. And then fairness, I like to try and name the vehicles, but I look at them and try and just get a feeling what they are. But the last ones, Tiffany, it's because I've got TFY on a registration plate. Maxine had MX on the registration plate. So it's starting to go that way. It's a bit like they're trying to tell me, but I don't know. Still rather go the other. Alice had nothing to do with it. She just had blue and white curtains and made me think of Alice in Wonderland. So, and also on the miscellaneous, Chris Bain says, it's on this, this to do with like speed awareness courses. He said, I've got a course tomorrow. I have to drive 250 miles to be there for the whole day. Ridiculous offering you these courses, but can't get one closer. And I don't know if it's the way that you can't take... Now, here's a question for the wise guys. You can't take the same course in the same county or something. So you've done speed awareness in Bedfordshire. The next time they'll offer you it, it'll be in, like, Buckinghamshire or Cambridgeshire. Or somewhere, and then before you know it, you've done all of the neighbouring counties and you're actually going up to Northumberland because it's the only one that's left, which means you've probably done a lot of time speeding, which means you probably haven't been paying attention to speed awareness, of course, but, or you just can get caught out. We can all get caught out. So that's it. And I'm a short one because I'm only doing the one video a week now. We do the one video and then we do the Sunday Q&A because I can give you some flannel about it. But the truth of the matter is when I bombard you guys with loads of videos, my subscriber rate goes down. And although there's not a lot of dough in this, I just kind of like watching subscribers go up. It's like a little sort of little personal game. Oh, got another one. Oh, there's another one. No, lost one. It's kind of like that. It's kind of like bingo. But nothing like bingo. Yeah, so in conclusion this week, Eagle says, oh, we call about the sign of madness. First sign of madness, Suggs coming up the driveway. Presumably driving in his car. I met Suggs. Well, I say I met him. I had a stall in Hoxton Market and You know, like I've been starstruck before. I met Steve Coogan, utterly starstruck. But this was when Alan Partridge had first come out, like. And I was standing in the rain on his stool, and then I watched Suggs and presumably one of the bands go into the Hoxton supermarket behind me. And you could tell it was him because he looked so smart. He had like a three-quarter length fitted coat, shirt, tie. Really looked the part, like, you know. And it was one of those things, it's like, should I go in? Should I go and meet him? Should I shake his hand? But because he was in the Hoxton supermarket for like 5 minutes, presumably, I don't know, picking up, if the Hoxton supermarket, some hummus and some flatbread and maybe some limes, I had time to think. And so when he came out, he started to walk down the road. I went, "Oi, Suggs!" He turned around and I went, "Thank you for all of the wonderful entertainment." And he said, "Thank you, sir." And carried on. Nice guy. Right, Sandy Q&A, that's it done. Please, please, please say that this week I'll actually get out on the road and actually have a proper full week in the lorry. I've had Christmas. I've obviously had to rebuild the business. I've had Christmas and then we've had Kipper. And now it's like, I've just got to get on the road. I just keep trying to get on the road and work. I just need to get out there to take care and take money.
A warning from Jace Medical. Even if the war stops, the real shortages won't. Because of how slow ships move for most of this war, the U.S. was still receiving oil that set sail months ago. But other parts of the world are already feeling it. Asia, Europe, Africa. That's why prices are rising now, because demand is increasing as supply tightens. But the U.S. is just beginning to experience the real shortage, and even if things stabilize, the ripple effects will last for much, much longer. Oil doesn't just power your car. It powers the systems that make and deliver your medications, and when supply slows, access becomes less predictable. The difference between panic and peace is preparedness with Jace. The Jace case is a doctor-prescribed emergency supply of essential medications and prescription antibiotics delivered right to your door so you're already ready when you need it. Get your Jace case today at jace.com.